Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on American Family Radio for this Thursday, May the 16th, 2024. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Fred and raised in Kansas City. We're in Tupelo, and Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Donning the Paisley shirt.
Yes, I have a little, I do have Paisley on today.
And Alex McFarland is in North Carolina. And we had Alex hold over for us because we wanted to get his thoughts on a couple stories here.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, so.
Good morning.
Steve's.
Evening, rather.
You ever wear Paisley, do you, Alex?
It's been a while. Back in the college days, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Steve, the 70s called to want their shirts back.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, you are one of the few I know that still...
Can't pull it off. Thank you. I know that's what you're going to say.
That's good. Yes, you can pull it off, Steve.
He's a fashionista.
Yeah. Sartorial splendor.
Oh, man.
No, he's just from California.
Yeah, well, that too.
So, speaking of that, my wife, Allison, of course, we've talked about it before. She was going through cancer treatment, mm-hmm. chemotherapy, mm-hmm. and she lost all her hair. Mm-hmm. Well, as chemo patients do oftentimes. Well, so now her hair is growing back, and it's, like, very short, like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Pete, a little more. Anyway, now it's grown back to the point where it looks stylish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's having people come up to her, right, and say, hey, I like your hair. That is really a good. That looks good on you, that style.
It actually does. Like that? It actually does.
I know, but she's like. Yeah, How do I tell them? I'm taking a compliment. They're complimenting me, so I don't want to go, yeah, but, you know, I don't want to get in my whole story with everybody who says I like your hair. So it's just, like, funny that the people are going, yeah, I like your hair. And she's going, well, it was my choice to lose all my hair and grow it back. But anyway, so, yes, you wear it well, Steve. Like
Thank you. Like my wife
wears her her hair such that it is. All right, so there's a couple stories we wanted to hold Alex over to talk about. Number one, we mentioned an hour ago about what happened this morning in the United States Capitol building where they honored Dr. Billy Graham.
They did.
With a statue, and his statue is going to be one of the two that represent the state of North Carolina.
That's correct.
So there was a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol.
Yes.
And do you have some sound?
I do. I have some sound from this. The family, extended part of the family of Grahams were there. It's a gorgeous statue. It's a very distinguished statue of Billy Graham standing.
It's bronze, right?
It is bronze. He's got the Bible open in his right hand. His left hand is kind of gesturing toward it. And it's a spitting image of him. So they had several speakers. I have brought in a compilation of what I thought four different speakers. This is about a minute and a half, and this is a compilation. You're going to hear from House Speaker Johnson first. You're going to hear the end of the prayer from Senate Chaplain Barry Black. You're going to hear Senator Ted Budd from North Carolina, and then you're going to hear Franklin Graham. Mm. And so this is what that sounded like, cut 12.
There are only four people in the history of our country who have received the three highest honors here. Those three honors are a Congressional Gold Medal, having lied in state upon their passing, and having a statue here in the Capitol to be honored. Two of them were presidents, Presidents Ford and Reagan, and one is Rosa Parks. And the other, as of today, will be Reverend Billy Graham.
We pray in the name of the one Dr. Billy Graham passionately loved and served, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen and amen.
Friends, God's grace is undeserved, but through Christ it is freely given. and it is by trusting in Christ's sacrifice that we are saved. If you've not made that decision for yourself, I hope, I pray that you will.
My father would be a little uncomfortable with this being here, because he would want the focus to be on the one that he preached. He'd want the focus to be on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Let me ask you this. The second voice we heard there, the deep baritone.
Yes.
voice. Who is that?
Senate Chaplain Barry Black.
Okay.
He opened the ceremony in the invocation.
Yeah.
And it was a very
well, I was surprised that he was explicit about Jesus being Lord.
He prayed. He opened.
Usually chaplains are like, you know, they don't want to take a side on religious perspectives.
Well, I guess he felt that it was okay being it was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he did. I'm just surprised.
He opened the prayer. I didn't put it in here, but he opened the prayer with, "Dear Spirit of the One who indwells us all," some little less specific introduction. But the rest of the prayer.
He didn't say, "Dear Spirit of the world," did he?
No.
Okay. Woo.
No.
Yeah, I thought the member of Congress from North Carolina too.
That's Senator Ted Budd. He had he ended by quoting Billy Graham and the gospel message, and then he recapitulated it, what I played for you, in his own words.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Well,
that's great.
Anyway, we already talked about this last hour, Alex. Before you were on, anything you want to say about that?
Well, it's just a great honor as a North Carolinian, and you know, Statuary Hall. We were up there with AFA. Probably 5 or 6 years ago, and David Barton gave a tour. And, you know, there are a number of great Americans. This replaces a statue. Every state gets two. But, you know, there's the Baptist preacher Roger Williams that founded Rhode Island. And I was at the Billy Graham board meeting. I guess this has been 4 years ago. But, you know, let me just say this for those that North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory in 2015 signed a bill that we as North Carolinians wanted this, that our two statues, one of which would be Billy Graham, and then, of course, it was, you know, green-lighted during the Trump administration. And I heard that President Trump especially was insistent that this happen. And so it is a great honor.
What about,
and what a great witness.
Yeah, Alex, what about the it's a museum. It's the museum. I haven't been to it. I wished I've driven by there, but I didn't have time. In Charlotte?
Charlotte. Billy.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
The Welcome
Billy
Center?
Billy Graham Library.
Yes.
You've been there?
I've been there. It's absolutely incredible to go through.
So go there. Go out of your way to go to this.
And it's great because they, in various venues, they play some of his old sermons, his great crusade in Los Angeles. It is incredible.
Jody Brown, our one of our online editors, says when you walk in there, you're greeted by Billy Graham in 3D. What's it?
Hologram.
Hologram. Yeah.
Hologram, like Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. The gospel says you need to accept Jesus as your savior.
you've been there many times, I guess, Alex, or a few times?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Many times. And
what's it called? So people want to look it up. They're traveling.
The Billy Graham Library, and there are all these archives, and it's awesome.
In
it
Charlotte.
Is world class. And not only the life of Billy and Ruth Graham, and I think it must be said that a big part of who he was and all that he did was his wife, Ruth Graham, an amazing individual in her own right. But the 20th century, I mean, from, you know, meeting with then-President Harry Truman up through every president. Billy Graham, of course, died in 2018 at age, I think he was 99, but it really not only is the trajectory of a great Christian leader, but really the 20th century itself. So it's well worth, and I've taken many student groups there and a lot of guests, and hey, Billy Graham, what an honor that he's now in the U.S. Capitol Statuary Hall.
Yeah.
My dad, the founder of this ministry, gave his life to the Lord at a Billy Graham crusade in Memphis in 1951.
Wow.
Amen.
I Googled when were Billy Graham's Crusades in Memphis, and it was 1951 and 1978. Of course, he preached all over America, all over North America, Canada probably too, right?
Canada, Fred? The world.
And the world.
Yeah. London was a huge
But probably, you know, most of his crusades were in the U.S.,
yep.
But still, 1951, my dad would have been, he's born in 38, so he would have been, what, 13 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And, wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where that, you know, I have to read about where that was exactly, for those who know venues in Memphis. But anyway, yeah, 1951.
I have to say, you know, his son Franklin Graham is carrying on. He just preached in Poland, and hundreds of people came forward to accept Jesus Christ. And
who did, Franklin?
Franklin Graham. Will Graham, one of his sons, is out there preaching now. Franklin Graham just finished a tour along the border with Mexico. Many people got saved. So it's still, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is still alive and well. And they are out there preaching the gospel.
Ray, are crusades a thing of the past now?
In the U.S., if you're asking, is it possible to go to Chicago as Billy did, or come to New York as Billy did, and stay for a week or 10 days or 2 weeks? That doesn't happen very much anymore. Mm-hmm. But what I think what Dr. Graham did so wisely in those, you know, the last 30 or 40 years of his life, they, more than anybody I can think of right now, they would grab technology, satellite technology, back when that was a very unusual thing to do. So I guess my answer to the question is, if you're thinking about long crusades, I think that's still possible in other countries around the world, in certain cities around the world, probably not happening very much like that here in the United States anymore.
Yeah.
Billy Graham preached 417 crusades in his life, 226 in the U.S., 195 worldwide in more than 50 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Including Greenland, as I'm looking at a map.
Greenland?
Yeah.
Where all six people came?
I think so, and some penguins.
Not in the winter.
All right, let's get to the story about the Kansas City Chiefs kicker. Tell us a story.
All right. So the kicker of the second most pristine and vaunted team in the AFC West, Kansas City Chiefs.
I heard that.
Yeah. Says the Oakland.
What you tried to slip in there. Right.
Says the lost record.
Say anything about the one lost record. Yes. The kicker of the Kansas City Chiefs is a guy named Harrison Butker. He's a committed Catholic, a very good kicker. And he was asked to do the commencement speech at a Catholic college, Benedictine College, and he did. And he was very Catholic in his presentation. He said a lot of things that are Catholic doctrines, like pro-life and pro-marriage. He didn't hold anything back. It created a lot of firestorm of response. And there are a couple reactions since, which we'll talk about afterwards. But I want you to hear our own Bronson Woodward Woodruff did a story that we aired yesterday, or is it today? Yesterday, on our news. And I wanted to play you, this is his story in its entirety. You're going to hear it. And it has a lot of what Harrison Butker said. Cut 9.
Butker gave the graduation speech at Benedictine College. He encouraged students to be open to marriage and having kids, particularly directing those comments at female students. He choked up when talking about his wife.
But it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
To male students, he told them to be unapologetic in your masculinity and not listen to voices telling them they do not matter.
As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S.
He said, do hard things, never settle for what is easy. You might have a talent you don't necessarily enjoy, but if it glorifies God, why not lean into that instead of something you think might suit you better? He also called out President Biden.
Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally.
The College Fix details how the president made the sign of the cross during that Florida rally several weeks ago when one speaker criticized Governor Ron DeSantis for signing legislation that bans most abortions. I'm Bronson Woodward.
Okay, it's Bronson Woodward. What we did there, we played a clip from our news, which Fred and Steve are, you know, our news team here with Chris and Bronson and others. But so that was, we just decided to play the news clip. But this is the, what's the gentleman's name, the kicker?
Harrison Butker.
And he's an all-pro kicker.
Yep.
What's the news story in Kansas City on this?
Oh, it's big. It's big front page. Okay. Front page news, because as Steve said, he's not just a kicker. He's all-pro. He's world-class.
Right.
He almost never misses.
Right.
Right. He's almost automatic. And the shock is, here's a Catholic who goes to a Catholic college speaking to Catholic students, and he says Catholic things. Why is anybody surprised at this?
I know. Well, the LGBT, some in the LGBT crowd, Q crowd, they're upset. Not all, I don't know. And they got some kind of petition going around telling Kansas City to get rid of him. But it's a petition that's, it's a national petition, so, you know, his only concern would be, are the Kansas City Chiefs going to fire me because of my comments? Which I don't think any of his comments are controversial.
Well, they're not at a Catholic college.
Right.
In fact, they wouldn't be really controversial 20 years ago at any college. But,
right.
But a couple things did come out of this. You said the Change.org petition, 70,000 people across the United States want him, Kansas City Chiefs to cut him. It's never going to happen.
No.
The NFL distanced itself slightly from this. The NFL Senior Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion, Jonathan Bean, said his views are Harrison Butker gave a speech in his personal capacity. His views are not those of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger. And then today, I don't even know if you know this, Ray, but today the city of Kansas City put out a tweet criticizing Butker for it, and they doxed him. They actually put his address in that tweet, and they had to withdraw it and apologize. So the city of Kansas City has apologized after posting a message on social media revealing the residence of Kansas City kicker Harrison Butker.
Oh, they owe him more than a apology. They owe him
right.
Yeah, don't tell me that wasn't deliberate.
Yes,
it was.
It was delivered by somebody.
Somebody did it deliberately. Well, it doesn't surprise me. Most big cities proper, not the suburbs and the what do you call the metropolitan area of cities, which are made up of liberals and conservatives, Republicans and Democrats. But if you go to the city proper, they're going to be far lefties. Most of them, even in a conservative place like Kansas City, maybe not far lefties like San Francisco, but they're going to be. So it doesn't surprise me, but the Kansas City Chiefs haven't said anything, right?
I don't believe so. The team,
okay.
You heard anything?
Well, you know what? The NFL, they have their little diversity and what are inclusion people, and they got to have something to do.
Mm.
And so they decided, we'll issue this statement against the.
Listen, they're going to probably have protesters at the games.
This is going to go. This will go away.
Football fans, know what? They care about football.
Yeah, I know, but this is going to go away in a couple of days, and this gentleman. Harrison
Butker.
He is to be applauded, and as Ray said, Alex, he's a Catholic at a Catholic university giving a commencement speech, reinforcing Catholic teaching.
Yes,
that's a shock.
The majority, I guarantee, and I've read several hundred. You know, quotes under the news stories, 99.9% of all Catholics, Protestants, and citizens
agree with everything you said.
Agree
with everything you said.
He said truth.
Yeah, I said he's espousing Catholic teaching. Well, that Catholic teaching he's espousing really used to be called moral values.
Amen.
That all of America respected, Protestants, Catholics, and everybody else. It was a part of the general public acceptance of marriage, family, morality, values, and all that. And that's all he was talking about.
You know what's amazing? It was about a 20-minute speech that he gave at this Benedictine College last Saturday.
Right.
This morning, the Associated Press is still going at this speech.
Yeah.
Now, this morning, the Associated Press is saying he congratulated the women receiving degrees, but then said, are you ready? Most were probably more excited to get married and have children. Well, the AP is going ballistic about that.
What's wrong with that?
Well, they would find that to be...
misogynistic?
Yes.
Well...
They would find that to be insulting to women.
Well...
It's insulting but to about 4%.
Why don't we let the women at the college protest if they don't like it? Exactly. By the way, I am very, very jealous of Harrison's hair. This dude, wow, that looks like something out of GQ, doesn't it?
That's right.
How does he get a head of hair like that?
He's got a good hairstylist there.
Well, I hope he loses it, you know, like the rest of us.
Every time he misses a kick, he should lose a bunch of hair.
Lose a hair. Anyway, listen, what we're saying, we applaud Harrison Butker, and he encourage him to stand strong, and I'm sure he will. He did nothing or said anything wrong. He didn't target anybody. He didn't say anything. He did criticize Biden.
Yes, but we did and that. Rightly so.
Rightly so. Yeah. All he said about Biden was he's a Catholic, or says he's a Catholic, and he supports abortion, and that's inconsistent with Catholic teaching. And anyway, all right, Alex, thanks for joining us today. What are you and Bert going to be talking about this afternoon?
We're in Ephesians chapter 4, plus we take calls and questions, so that's Exploring the Word, heard on the American Family Radio Network, 3 to 4 Central, 4 to 5 Eastern, and in the time zone of your choice, Exploring the Word.
Exploring the Word with Bert and Alex this afternoon, as every weekday afternoon, 3 to 4 o'clock Central Time here on AFR. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
Blessings.
All right. If I go to your website, Ray, and keepbelieving.com, what's there?
Well, we've got all these resources. We're redoing the reading through the Bible and having so much fun, having more people join us this year than last year. So come see us at keepbelieving.com.
That's the video through the year Bible that you're doing.
That's
reading.
Exactly right.
That you did last year. That's there.
Ray is committed to doing one each year and a new version of the Bible every year.
Oh, man. I barely got it done last year, Steve.
If Ray were to do that, he would be committed.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Okay, and not the way we're thinking about here. All right. Well, listen, thanks for joining us, everybody, on the program today. And, Steve, appreciate you.
My pleasure.
And, Fred, what about our news briefs that are available to folks?
Absolutely. Every Monday through Friday, once a day, we send out a news brief with a summary of the major stories of the day done from a Christian perspective.
Where can people get that?
Go to the website, afn.net. Go up to the right-hand corner. Just put your email in there, and we promise you'll just get one email a day, Monday through Friday.
Gotcha.
You'll get others.
From the News Digest. So that's American Family News, afn.net. Thanks, Ray.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
Okay. Again, thanks, Steve, Chris, everybody here. Fred, Brent Creeley, our producer. I just thank myself for being here. You're welcome. See you tomorrow, everybody. Trivia Friday tomorrow.